Public tertiary institutions in the country are to be connected to one platform with the use of the internet. The move is to provide students with easy access to the internet to enhance their research work. The Minister of Communications, Dr. Edward Omani Bwama, who disclosed this to Radio Ghana, said government has invested massively in the area of ICT and expects more in return. The minister noted that government has made adequate plans for those in the informal sector to benefit from the opportunities that ICT offers. He announced that the second phase of deploying community information centers will be completed in the first quarter of this year.
Under the World Bank project eGhana, there's a tertiary institutions access network project which is being done for some public tertiary institutions in the country. University of Ghana is one of them. University of Education, Winneba, is another. UCC falls into it. Some other techniques and some other teacher training colleges. The process has taken place at the level of evaluating it. It's going to cost us a few millions of dollars. The aim is to connect these institutions to the internet so that research, studies and all that can be enhanced. If you look beyond the former institutions, also within the community, there's a project that we have, which is the deployment of the community information centers. Last year, we constructed 16 of these community information centers. If you look at a place like the Ashanti region, Kuntunase was one of the beneficiaries. If you look at the Volta region, Mepe was one of the beneficiaries. You look at the Eastern region, the Abri area, one of the beneficiaries. You look at the Upper East, Zibila, one of the beneficiaries. And 16 of these were completed last year. What these centers do is that we do admit that not all of our youth are in the educational system. And so the informal sector too, they also must benefit from the opportunities that ICT and telecommunication offer. These community information centers are being manned by people who have been trained through monies provided from the Ghana Investment Fund for Electronic Communication. And you get there, you are trained, you'll be able to use the internet and all that because all these facilities are available. Our intention is to provide 35. So far, funding has been made available for 20 of these to be rolled out from next week. And so within the first quarter of the year, we are commencing 20. Some of the beneficiary areas will include, if you look at the Upper West region, Lambushe, an area like Nandom, areas around Wechiao will benefit from this. In the northern region, Sanargu, if you look at Upper East, Talensi, Nabdam, if you look at Eastern region, the Achimansa area, Asojaman, in Greater Accra region, Glife will also benefit from this. Of course, the challenge has to do with situating the area so close that the sea erosion and all that is taking place is not going to affect them. In the central region, an area like Kifuprasso will also benefit. Western region, Bodi, Volta region, Bato will benefit. Keta will also benefit and all that. Brahafo, Techiman area will also benefit from this. If you look at Ashanti region, Drobonso will also benefit from this. These are ways of ensuring that we take ICT and telecommunication directly to the doorsteps of the people.
Dr. Omani Bwama said his ministry is collaborating with the judicial service to allow appeal court judges deliver judgments via video conferencing.
What the CJ, that the Chief Justice, intends to do is that appeal court judges have been going out into the regions and hearing cases. They spend about 3 to 4 days to hear the cases, and then on the fifth day they read judgments and all that. They can spend much more time hearing more cases, get back to Accra and deliver the judgment from Accra via video conferencing facilities, which is why we are collaborating.
I mean, with all these provisions that you've put in place, which in terms of the quality, can same be said about the quality? Networking challenges, network failures here and there, can same be said?
In terms of the quality, can it be made better? It's a yes, 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 and yes. And that is why we continue through the National Communications Authority to engage the telecommunication companies to ensure that they are able to improve upon their services. One of the complaints that we had previously had to do with unit theft. NCA engage the telecommunication companies and make sure that these days, when the person has made a call, you are able to give them a brief account statement.
Minister of Communications, Dr. Omani Bwama.